Hey there, Faith Point. I wanted to check back in with you as we move on to the next area of spiritual growth, which is grow. This is the one that we typically associate with growing in our faith as far as Bible studies, reading scripture, and things like that. And so as we get into it, I just wanted to touch base, see if I could resource you with a couple of directions and ways, and also encourage you on. Think that this is one of those areas that if we don't continue to grow and improve on those weak places or our growing edges, we can maybe miss out on a whole lot of what God has to offer us. And so as we do that, we start to uncover some of those ancient spiritual disciplines or these different ways to read scripture or engage with the text or even realize that God calls us to be wholehearted, whole life disciples. Which means that we have to make choices not only to read scripture and grow in that kind of area that we think of as spiritual, but also to set goals and to have accountability around our physical and emotional, our relational, and other health areas that we don't necessarily always think about. And so with that, there are so many different options and things to talk about as far as how we grow and go about growing in our faith. And one of those things that is super critical that we have under this category as a practice of this is accountability and self-discipline. Now, that is one that we don't really like to talk about. We don't like to talk about accountability because it conjures up images of people telling us what to do. But you know, when I now think of accountability, Kenda Creasy Dean and Ron Foster wrote a book called The God-Bearing Life. And it's a youth ministry-centered book, but what they talked about was the difference between hand-holding and finger-pointing. And this imagery has stuck with me for years because when I think about accountability, and they're writing in the perspective of, as a youth worker, that we have the privilege of not just finger-pointing and telling our students, you know, which way to go, but rather that we get to hold their hand through the journey and through the growth and through the discipleship process. And I think that that's the same way that with Christian community, with faith-centered community, it's not finger-pointing at the directions that we should go. It's not finger-pointing at what we've done wrong, but rather it is a call to accountability in a way that points out our growing edges, but also says, and now how can we make this journey together? Not just pointing out those things that are the growing edges, but also a willingness to go forward together in community through that growth process. You know, the other side of that then is self-discipline and being able to self-examine and see where those parts of discipline or parts of spiritual growth are that you need to work on and parts of spiritual growth that you're really strong in and that you want to continue on. And as we do that, some of the resources that we'll link to in this little spot, definitely to one that is through the Renoir resources called Classic Devotions, and that will kind of give you a sample of the way in which you can hear from different voices throughout the ages and maybe provide not only a time of personal growth, but if you grab two or three together, start a life group together and read and have conversation around it. So, you know, as a closing word, it is critically important, just like with the other areas, that one informs the other, that we can't grow in our faith and not expect, you know, things to happen or things to change. Or if we're not growing in our faith, God continues to get smaller and smaller and smaller. We think we have God figured out. Whereas as we grow, the crazy part about, you know, this discipleship pathway is that the more that we grow in our faith, the more we realize that we don't know or there are aspects of God that we want to explore and figure out. And that's the permission-giving passage of Scripture that says, you know, ask, seek, and knock. That God wants us, longs for us to explore who God really is. In the message, we talked about the way that if you feel like you have peaked spiritually, but that peak isn't characterizing God primarily by love, then you're probably on the wrong peak. Or you've stopped that process and you need somebody to come along and encourage you. Or you need to find a place where you can then tap into and think about the ways that God can move in your life. And so in all those things, in all those ways, I would encourage you to continue to grow. because in growing, we can more fully glorify God. We are more readily available to give of our whole selves, of our time and our treasure, and we're willing then to see that good news for what it is and go out into the world and make disciples. So I will catch you with the next installment where we talk about giving and what that means for us as disciples. But check out some resources, poke around, find some folks, and get plugged into a life group. And I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. Bye.